One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Reno stands a mansion that has weathered the passage of time and the whispers of the supernatural. Built in 1877, the Lake Mansion is more than just an architectural relic. It's a repository of stories that intertwine the city's history with tales of the unexplained. Constructed by Washington J. Marsh and designed by John S. Sturgeon, this Italianate-style home was later purchased by Myron C. Lake, a pivotal figure in Reno's development. Though Lake never resided there, the mansion became the residence of his ex-wife Jane Lake, who lived there until 1902. Over the years, the mansion has been relocated twice to preserve its legacy, now residing at 250 Court Street. Today it serves as the Lake Mansion Arts and Cultural Center. Yet beyond its historical significance, the Lake Mansion is enveloped in tales of the paranormal. Visitors and staff have reported unexplained cold spots, eerie noises, and sightings of ghostly apparitions. Some believe the spirits of Jane and Myron Lake linger within its walls, their stories etched into the very fabric of the mansion. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heart of Reno, Nevada, stands a mansion that has witnessed the city's transformation from a modest settlement to a bustling urban center. The Lake Mansion, constructed in 1877, is not just an architectural relic, but a silent observer of the personal dramas and societal changes that have unfolded over nearly a century and a half. The mansion's story begins with Washington J. Marsh, who built the residence at the northwest corner of California and Virginia streets. Designed by architect John S. Sturgeon, the Italianate-style home featured a hipped roof, deep overhanging eaves, and a wraparound veranda epitomizing the elegance of the era. In 1879, Myron C. Lake, a pivotal figure in Reno's development, purchased the mansion for $5,000. Lake, often referred to as the founder of Reno, had established a toll bridge across the Truckee River, prompting the early settlement to be called Lake's Crossing. After Jane Lake sold the mansion in 1902, it changed hands multiple times, including ownership by the Hertz family, the Ward family, and Felix Terrillas. In 1971, to prevent demolition, the mansion was relocated to the Reno Sparks Convention Center. It was moved again in 2004 to its current location at 250 Court Street. The mansion's multiple relocations and the stress associated with such moves could contribute to perceptions of paranormal activity. Additionally, the building's age and creaking structures may lead to auditory hallucinations or misinterpretations of natural sounds, offering psychological explanations for reported phenomena. Today, the Lake Mansion serves as the Lake Mansion Arts and Cultural Center. It offers art workshops and events preserving the mansion's historical and cultural legacy. As the Lake Mansion settled into its new location at 250 Court Street in Reno's Arts District, its historical significance continued to grow. However, the mansion's legacy was not solely defined by its architectural beauty or its role in the community. It became a focal point for paranormal activity, drawing attention from both locals and visitors intrigued by its haunted reputation. Reports of unexplained phenomena began to surface, with individuals experiencing cold spots, hearing disembodied footsteps, and sensing an eerie presence within the mansion's walls. These occurrences were not isolated. They were consistent and persistent, leading many to believe that the spirits of the past had not departed. One of the most frequently reported apparitions was that of Jane Bryant Lake. Witnesses claim to have seen her ghostly figure gazing out of the mansion's windows, her expression one of longing and sorrow. This spectral presence was often accompanied by a sudden drop in temperature and an overwhelming sense of melancholy. In addition to Jane's apparition, there were accounts of other unexplained phenomena. Some visitors reported hearing faint whispers, while others felt a cold breeze sweep through rooms that were otherwise still. These experiences added to the mansion's reputation as a site of paranormal interest. The mansion's involvement in local ghost tours further cemented its status as a haunted landmark. Guides would recount tales of the mansion's tragic history, describing the tumultuous relationship between Myron and Jane Lake and the subsequent events that led to the mansion's association with the supernatural. These narratives captivated audiences, blending historical facts with eerie legends. Despite the unsettling tales, the Lake Mansion remained a cherished piece of Reno's heritage. Its transformation into the Lake Mansion Arts and Cultural Center allowed it to continue serving the community, offering art workshops and events. However, the mansion's haunted reputation persisted, drawing those curious about its spectral inhabitants and the stories they left behind. In conclusion, the Lake Mansion's history is a tapestry woven with both triumph and tragedy. Its architectural beauty and cultural significance are undeniable, yet it is the tales of the paranormal that have added a layer of intrigue and mystery. Whether one views the reported phenomena as the workings of the supernatural or as the products of imagination, the mansion continues to be a symbol of Reno's rich and complex past. As we reflect on the Lake Mansion's long history, it becomes clear that the lines between history and the supernatural can often blur, especially in a place as rich in both as this mansion. From its architectural grandeur to the whispers of ghostly apparitions, the Lake Mansion holds a place in the city's heart, both literally and figuratively. But as with any haunted location, we must ask, is it the ghosts of the past that linger? Or is it our collective memories that haunt the building? Perhaps, as some argue, the paranormal experiences of the mansion are a result of environmental factors, old, creaking wood, changes in temperature, and the way sound travels in such an old structure. The human mind, too, can play tricks, filling in gaps where logic fails. Could the sensation of cold spots and the feeling of a presence be nothing more than the product of our imaginations, heightened by the mansion's ghostly reputation? Or are these tangible experiences something more, an echo of the mansion's tragic past? Let's not forget that confirmation bias is a powerful force in these situations. Once people believe that a place is haunted, they're more likely to interpret any strange noise, flickering light, or sudden chill as evidence of a spirit. Psychological explanations, such as the power of suggestion and the tendency of the mind to seek patterns, play a significant role in how we experience the paranormal. Yet, there's something undeniably captivating about the stories of Jane Lake gazing out of the window or the unexplained cold air that fills the rooms. The mystery of it all adds to the mansion's charm. And in a way, maybe that's the point. Whether the hauntings are real or imagined, the Lake Mansion has become a symbol of Reno's past, a reminder of what was, what could have been, and what remains, both in the physical space and in the minds of those who visit. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.